Our topic this week was organizing to whether you're creating a school space or a work-at-home office, you know, clearing that clutter. In a couple weeks, we're going to go a little deeper into that and go into actually building. If we're going to seal off a room, what do you need to know there, where the light switch needs to be as you enter the door. There's code regulations where you have to add the outlets. If we're going to be extending the house and doing an addition, you know, maybe we've got a window that's large enough that it can be repurposed as a door. And it's already got a header, so you don't have to tear out a big portion. So we'll get into the heavy lifting side of that here in a couple weeks as we're all changing. Well, not all, but many of us are changing our lifestyles and adapting to new ways that we've never used our home before.
Absolutely.
But we're also here for you, the Arizona homeowner at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, just like Brandon and Tempe. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, yeah, so I just had a question on our cooling bill this summer. So we rent a 1,500 square foot home, kind of an older home, maybe in the 80s. I believe the HVAC unit is maybe 10, 15 years old. We're running at about $13 to $15 a day to get our house down to maybe 75 overnight if we're lucky. And I got to believe there's something else that we can do here.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal. On a 1,500 square foot rental on a 20-year-old air conditioning system, you're burning through what looks like to me, gosh, north of 2,200, 2,500 kWs. I have to imagine the house isn't insulated very well. It's probably single pane windows. I don't know that you're going to be able to do much given it's a rental home. Are you SRP or APS?
Yeah, so we're SRP and we're on like the M-Power plan where you kind of prepay. I heard you talking about the super cooling, so I talked to them about that, and you can't really get on the time of day usage and also be on the prepay plan.
Right, right. And a rental home that maybe isn't insulated real well isn't a good candidate for super cooling because it doesn't have the capacity to hold the thermal energy. I'm afraid, Brandon, other than that in a rental home, there just isn't a lot you can do. You can't put the investments into a energy audit.
Unless the landlord wants to.
But their motivation would be very low. But boy, pumping $400 a day bills for a 1,500 square foot home, $400 a month on a 1,500 square foot home, that's brutal. That's mean. In a well built 1,500 square foot home, you ought to be able to keep the temperature about 72 degrees for about half the money.
And was it like this last summer?
So we just moved in February, but okay. I've lived in other rentals around the valley, you know, two-story homes that are 3,000 square foot, and the bill is about the same.
Yeah.
I didn't know if maybe there's like a mobile swamp cooler or something like that. Maybe just bring that to whatever room I'm in, shut the AC off altogether.
You know, there's portable air conditioning units. You don't want to mix evap cooling and air conditioning because that's going to make your air conditioning work even harder. It removes moisture from the air, whereas evap cooling introduces moisture to the air. So you're just going to make your air conditioning unit work even harder. But there are a couple. Frigidaire, I think, is one.
Several.
Manufacturer that comes to mind. And it's you've got to have an exhaust for it. So whatever room you're in, you've got to drill a hole and somehow exhaust it. Some of them come with kits where you crack your window open and a panel slips in there with an exit port, and you plug it in there, and it'll cool one room at a time. And, those do exist, absolutely.
And now they'll run you between $350 and $500. You can install them yourself. You just plug them in and vent them, but they must be vented. That's a real health hazard to run it and not have it vented outside the house.
Well, and it's hot air.
So yeah, exactly.
It'll heat up your home.
But that might be one option for you, Brandon, as far as maybe just keeping the master bedroom or the one key room you spend most of the time in. We own several of them, and when we're our computer room with the telephone mounting board and our server and all that, we've got one running in that room virtually 24 hours a day. It keeps that room down at 70 degrees. They work real well.
It'd be a lot financially. It'd be a lot better investment than a mini split. Mini splits are good at cooling smaller areas,
and
but
that would be harder to take with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I wish I had better news for you, Brandon. Good luck.
But encourage your landlord to get a home energy audit and invest a little bit in the insulation integrity of the home.